Well, it's 27 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis, the 4th of Rajab, my wonderful listeners of Safina to Ilal Jannah. We said it's a beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25, verses 4, 5 and 6. We as Muslims unanimously believe the greatest miracle and mu'jiza of Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Prophet peace be upon him was, is, will always be the glorious Quran Sharif. But remember the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the message and the messenger, they would always try and make propaganda. So before we start with today's lesson, always make a note of this one verse, chapter 2 and verse number 23. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is challenging humanity and whoever else. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina. If you have doubt in what we reveal gradually piecemeal on our beloved and most precious servant and slave, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli, then you reproduce a replica of one surah in similitude to it in beauty, glory, style and diction. Just one chapter, three verses, and that's all. And today the whole humanity, from time of Prophet peace be upon him more than 1400 years ago till today, and Almighty Allah is saying, Wad'u shuhada'akum min dunillah, and call whoever you want to as your helpers, as your witnesses, besides Almighty Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Chapter 2, verses 23-24. And if you cannot do that, then be prepared for the hellfire that has been prepared for the disbelievers. So therefore, the Quran Sharif remains the glorious Quran as the greatest miracle, al-mu'jizatul kubra, of the masterpiece be upon him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you know, when truth comes, then people will always try and make propaganda because of jealousy, envy, pride, arrogance. So look at the propaganda they try to make. Chapter 25, verses 4, 5, and 6. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and a non-Muslim said, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنْ إِفْتَرَاهُ, that this Quran is nothing but is a big lie, إِفْكُنْ إِفْتَرَاهُ, which he fabricated, which he invented, referring to the Prophet Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just see the lie. They saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their presence. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا, for 40 years the Prophet was there in Makkah Mukarramah, in their midst, not going to any school, any religious school, any teacher to learn. Almighty Allah, may the master peace be upon him, Ummi. Ummi for the Prophet means that he was not going to be taught by any creation, but he will be taught directly by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'alam. Allah will teach you that directly which you do not know. Then at the age of 40, after receiving the Wahi revelation, which led to the biggest revolution on this earth, and that revolution continues till today, the conflict and the tension between Haqq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. وَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ. And other nations and other people were assisting him. Now just look at the lies. Everybody would accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the revelation as Swadiqul Amin, the most truthful, the most honest, the person of integrity. So who are the other people helping? So Almighty Allah responds, فَقَدَ جَاءُ ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا. What they brought, these enemies and their propaganda and lies. Zulma is oppression, transgression. Wazura and the biggest lies. Then some of them would say, وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Like you must remember, they would go here and there, bring books and say that, see what the Prophet Muhammad is saying, we can also say that. These are all ancient fairy tales. These are just ancient stories and all fables of the past. Allah forbid, they would make all these wild allegations, accusations. And أَوَّلِينَ اكْتَتَبَهَا, which he got written, and fahiyatum la alay, and it was dictated to him, bukuratou wa asila, every morning, every evening. So meaning that somebody else was doing, and then come and tell us that this is the word of Allah. So remember, the Quran Sharif has stood the test of time. Millions of people have memorized it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation, and no other book in the world has stood the test of time. All are corrupted, remember, by the clergy, by the priest, by the, you understand, pandit, call whatever you want to. Qul, say, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you. Anzalahu alladhi, he Almighty Allah revealed it. Ya'lamu sirra fis samawati wal ard, he knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. But you non-Muslim, even today, if you repent sincerely and you embrace Islam, then Almighty Allah states for the entire human race and creation, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا. Verily, he is oft forgiving, very, very forgiving, and very, very merciful. So that is our message to one and all. We have the best, and we are sharing it with the rest. Let us take you around the world with the news, views, and interviews, and then you will understand what's really happening. Today, 26th of January, now we are in 2023. There in Australia, down under, they call it Australia Day. And it's like a public holiday. Why? Now they say, yes, we confess, we admit, we treated the indigenous, the aborigines, very, very badly. And now we have to address and redress this issue. And remember, the white man came and then started their colonizing there. And all this started when? In 16 January and 1788. So 26 January, 16 January, around day it started 1788. And now this day, yeah, they call it Australia Day. So imagine that now after centuries they woke up, and that now we find that the indigenous are marginalized and they are the one who are given the least facilities and so forth and so on. Now let's look at the Pope. The Pope is a confused person, and he wants to blow other people's fuses as well. You know, the Catholic Church, when you are going to join the clergy to become a priest, priest or a nun, you can't get married, right? So then you find the pope or you find the priest and you find the nun, that the pope, that the monk and the nun, the monk and the nun, they involve in monkey business. Now look at this pope, what he says. He's here in Africa, they say now. So he says, no, the laws against the gays are unjust. What are you saying, pope? That they must allow the gays or they mustn't allow the gays? Or you want, you must remember that to play both sides of the coin. So that is what they do. They play games, these people. And when I was there in Zanzibar and I asked that guy, didn't a gay priest here deliver the sermon? He looked down and his jaw dropped and he said, yes, it was a white man. I said, me, I didn't ask you white man, pink man, green man, brown man, black man. Did it happen or not? He said, yes. I said, you must tell the people that. So you see that they feel ashamed that in the church gays are also teaching, preaching. Then we go to Japan, South Korea, Afghanistan, so much snow. And people are dying because of the excessive cold. And you know how cold it is in Afghanistan? Minus 31 and so forth. So according to the figures given, they say 130, 140 people passed away, became shaheed and shuhada and martyrs. But obviously we know that it must be much, much more than that. Let's go to France, where Khomeini used to stay before he landed there in Tehran and Iran. So on a private property, there was a picture of Khomeini, and some French person went and damaged it and so forth. We say clearly the Shias and Khomeini and them are not even Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam. So remember, it doesn't harm us in any way. Listen to this, you jutlas. All you jutlas, I told you long time that you're going to lose everything. Congress, most senior senator, you must remember, and person in the Congress. So the Congress, the most senior Jewish member, fears for the relationship between United States of America and Israel. Things are going reverse gear, not going front. They are going backwards, and there's fear that things will just finish up. I told you both are on batil and on falsehood, and both must fall. Hundreds of journalists are marching in Israel because Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir, the real terrorists and war criminals, they want to close the media. They want only that media that speaks in favor of them. So the jutlas are marching. Everybody is marching. And today is Thursday. We're watching and waiting for Saturday night after the Sabbath. Another 150,000 jutlas and Jews will be marching, inshallah. If you know the real story, you must know to back the right horse. You must know which horse to back. Which horse we were backing? Putin. Putin is putting them properly in the right places. I'm giving you the news now. If you know anything of Ukraine, there's a place called Solidar. Solidar is under Russian control. Even Kiev has admitted and confessed to that. And remember that Ukraine is losing every day 50, 100, 150, 200 men and catching a good hiding from the Russians. So now the Russians and now the Americans and now the Germans woke up. So Germany say 14 Leopard tanks for you. Sleepy Joe woke up and said 31 Abram tanks for you. So remember that they're going to bring all the tanks in, but the tanks will only start rolling in after 3 months. By that time Putin will finish them up. So you must remember that Putin has got the upper hand, but the Western media is making you fools and idiots. Herd mentality, as they did, you must remember, with the COVID and Corona. So people are dying in UK. Remember Sunak, Richie Rich, since you became Prime Minister, things are going all zigzag there in the UK. People are dying in UK, 3,000 of them more deaths per week. Listen carefully, this is their statistics, not ours. You can just Google it. More than 3,000 people are dying per week because of respiratory problems, breathing problems, and so forth. Israel, the Haramis, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, they killed 2 Palestinians, and Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Burkina Faso, you did very, very well that you kicked out the French, and the French admitted that within a month they will be going away and leaving Burkina Faso. All you African countries, you should wake up. Don't allow all these foreigners, white men and white women, send them back to their own countries. They just come and corrupt our lands there. United Nations, United States, your sanctions are failing and people no more bother about you. So what does that say? It tells us, goodbye empire. Your empire is crumbling in front of you, and that is what we see today, whether it's Iran or whether it's North Korea or whether it's other countries. They're saying, go to hell, we're not interested in you, and we'll do things our own way. So I told you, once Israel, once America falls, Israel falls, and all these Arab tenpot dictators fall. You see, Lavrov was here, the Russian minister, foreign minister. He's gone, now the treasury from America is here. They want to discuss with South Africa. South Africa say, everybody come, lungile, but bring some money and dollars worth, then we talk, you see. So that's how the things work here in South Africa. Allah have mercy on our beautiful country and protect us all.
I see Dylan Ustad. He says, AK, you scare me. How can you talk so bad about people who look after your Mecca? They're from your religion. Dylan Ustad.
You see, my brother Dylan, you don't understand the history. Islamically, we are now in the year 1444. We start our Islamic calendar from the time of the migration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And that is how our calendar works, lunar calendar. Now what you need to do, my brother Dylan, is go and study pre-migration. Who was running all the affairs? Whether it was the Zamzam, that is the Siqaya, and giving the pilgrims the water, or the Rifada, giving them food to the pilgrims free of charge. They considered it an honor that these people are coming here as our guests. And then the third one, Sidana, the people in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, of the cube that you see on your TV and so forth. So all these portfolios were in the hands of the non-Muslims. So Almighty Allah taught us already that a time came in the past where the greatest place in Islam was in the hands of the non-Muslims. So remember this today, again it's in the hand of the non-Muslim. We don't say the whole of Saudi Arabia. We're speaking of de facto leader, and we speak about the Ahle Saud and so forth and so on. How can such people ever be Muslim who lock up the imam and the leader of the haram of the people who are there, and he told them that you must not go to the cinema? He, the leader, does MBS, that he rejects the ahadith saying and teaching of the Prophet ﷺ by his own admission. He builds cinemas in the holiest cities. And remember bikini beaches there in Jeddah, bringing about all the rave shows. Now currently there is a party, a band that promotes homosexuality. So you call them Muslim, 100% non-Muslim we call them, and you can quote me wherever you want to. We don't curry favor with people, politicians, organizations and governments, my brother Dylan. The truth needs to be spoken, whether it is bitter or whatever.
I see there's a new listener saying here that one day the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. But Proverbs claims God shall not be visited with evil. Which Bible verse is false? A.K. Ustad.
So you must remember, which Bible are you talking about, my brother? There are so many different versions of the Bible that the virgins are confused and you're blowing their fuses. 1631. Write it down, brother, sister. 1631, the King James Version of the Bible, in there, because in those days everything was handwritten. So the person who wrote the King James Version Bible in 1631 wrote, "Thou shall commit adultery." What's written? "Thou shall commit adultery." So normally on the Bible, on the cover, is written the Holy Bible. The King James Version of 1631 is written the Wicked Bible. So remember this. So when always Satan and Lucifer, with his cronies, will always try and confuse people with the falsehood and with the batil and the lies and propaganda. So that conflict started already in paradise. How it started? Almighty Allah created Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, as the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, instructed the angels, "All of you must prostrate to him, Adam, peace be upon him. And you, Lucifer, you, Satan, you also must bow down to him." So all the angels bowed down, but Lucifer refused. So Almighty Allah knows, his knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. But Almighty Allah mentions this so it will be used as evidence against him. "Ma mana'aka Allah tasjuda id amartuk." O Iblis, O Satan, O Lucifer, what prevented you from not prostrating to Adam, peace be upon him, when I commanded you? Call, he, Iblis, Lucifer answered, "Ana khairum min." All this is happening in paradise. I am superior to him, better than him. "Khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min tin." You created me from fire, and the flame goes upward. "Wa khalaqtahu min tin." You created him, Adam, peace be upon him, from sand and dust that remains on the land and sand. So there the conflict started. Adam and his family, progeny, were transferred here to this world, peace be upon him. Iblis, Lucifer, and his agents were expelled from Jannah and paradise. Never will they see paradise again. Chapter 7, verses 11, right up to 24. So go read it, my brother. Chapter 7, verses 11, right up to verse 24, and you will find all the details there.
I see a listener say, "So Mufti, what is the status of the Dioban ulama in India under the BJP rule? Is the ulama standing up for the rights of Muslims, Ustad?"
Remember that India is very, very bad. Today you must remember they demolish masajid, they demolish madrasas, and they are putting so many restrictions on the Muslims, because the BJP knows that next year is elections and they have to play the Hindu card. You know, under South Africa, if you know, if you were born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, then we were born in apartheid. We saw apartheid, and we saw how the National Party, who tell the whites, Swart Khafar, Swart Khafar. So what was Swart Khafar? That never will we give the blacks and non-whites the right to vote, because then they will overcome us, and they will be, you must remember, democracy and so forth. So that is what's happening in India, and we know how they lost everything. So that is what's happening now. Every Darulum, every madrasa, is masjid, is worried about how they can safeguard their own madrasa, their own masjid and mosque and so forth. The problem in India is there's a big vacuum for leadership. Everybody got their own leader, and there's no one they can say that this is our leader. And obviously the Hindus and these people there, whether it is Modi or anybody else, they will exploit it. They know money speaks all languages and so forth and so on. So that is what happens. But Allah Ta'ala has his own system. Wamakaru wamakaru Allah. They're plotting, planning against the Muslims, whether you are Deobandi or whether you Tablighi or whether you Brelvi or whatever. That they don't bother about all these things here. So as long as you're Muslim, you will be treated second class, third class, and so forth. The point I'm making is BBC, that Allah Ta'ala makes it such that they release the documentary, they disgrace Modi and the BJP in the whole world. world. The only answer they can give, and they say it is propaganda. Who can say it's propaganda when there is documented evidence that he, Modi, is the butcher of Gujarat and the real terrorists? Remember this, because occupation is terrorism, and that's what we tell Israel, and we will tell that to India politicians. What are you doing with your army there? 1 million army almost in occupied Kashmir. So let them sort themselves out. What must you poke your nose there inside? So India, very, very bad for the Muslims currently. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assist them and help them. And for us as Muslims, the Quran warned us more than 1400 years ago, chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And your worst enemies for the Muslims are those people who are the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. Just look at the unhealthy, and you must remember ties that are there between Israel and India, and the common enemy as far as they concerned is Islam and Muslims. But the more they try to extinguish and obliterate Islam, the more disgrace they get, both of them.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got a new listener as well. His name is Scott. I was told about your program. I'm currently living here in Johannesburg. Who are the Freemasons, and are they still in existence today? A.K. Ustad.
My brother Scott, how come you never read about the Freemasons? Can you ever become the president of America without being a Freemason? When you saw the dollar, did you study the dollar, my brother Scott? Then take the $1 bill, turn it around. One side they tell you, in God we trust. And then look properly, you will see the one eye there. You saw the one eye? So that's your Freemason. Remember that. They use the dollar. You see, the Arabs, they can't say dollar. They say dollar. So they use the dollar. Where? In Israel, in the Arab regimes, everywhere. And they tell them, if you do what we tell you, we will give you $1 billion. And you don't do what we tell you, then we will create civil war. Go ask Pompeo, go ask all these characters what they were doing with the CIA and so forth and so on. So 100% is kicking and alive. You must study it, the Freemasons, and they want to run the whole world. And that's what they call the reset. That is what they call the new world order. That is what they call Mr. Vaccine. But the vaccine boomerang upon them. When we told you, Scott, you're a new listener, go ask your old colleagues. From day one, we told you that this is not a pandemic. It's a plandemic and a scamdemic. And today, who's right? You tell me, Scott. So therefore, don't believe politicians and doctors and all these people. Majority of them are on the take. Nigamina baba. As long as you give me, everything is lungile. That's how the world, not only South Africa, the whole works, world works like that nowadays. Allah protect us all.
Ameen. I see Sister Irene says that the former President Trump stated that if he got sued, the U.S. is going to have big problems. What would the problem be, A.K.? Do you agree with him, Ustad?
Remember, Trump shoots his mouth. You must remember, he gives out the secrets of America also. So when you're in the White House, you have so much classified information. Don't you see that now in Trump's house, they found classified information? Don't you see in Biden's garage, they found classified information? Don't you see in Pence, he's the vice deputy, the vice president during Trump's time, by him they found also classified information, so they can spill the beans. Remember that. Therefore, the people were worried during Trump's time. How can we allow the president, one man, that he can pull the nuclear and then the whole world will suffer and so forth? So that is what he means, that he can put them on the back foot by divulging a lot of classified information. What happened this time, what happened that time, and so forth. Trump's biggest biggest regret is how come he's a one-term president and therefore he wants to come back into power. But all these madalas, you know, if you know our terminology, all these old people, we must send them now to retirement village. Look at Biden. The man forgets half the time. Look at Trump, disgraced and so forth. They need new blood there. But maybe by the time they got new blood, it won't be United Nations. It won't be United States of America. It will be divided States of America. Because you must remember, there's big problems internally as well. So may Almighty Allah decimate, destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslims throughout the world.
I see Maverick says that if there is no the letter P or sound in Arabic, how did the Palestinians get their name? Maverick, Ustad.
Very good question. You must remember who gave them the name. In ancient time, you had Constantine, you had Philistine, and so forth and so on. So that is how they got it. And P is in English, you anglicized it. In Arabic, it's not P, it's Philistine, with a fa, with a F. So you know you in English what you do, you anglicize everything to create the mentality that the white is the best and the most intelligent people. I give you 2-3 examples. That you go to the medical school today and you ask them, tell me of Avicenna. So they will tell you Avicenna was a great, great physician and he wrote the book Canon, and that Muslims shouldn't do certain, they are half of them. They also like herd mentality, they don't know. Avicenna was Ibn Sina and he wrote the book Qanun. So that is the proper Arabic term. But the Englishman and the Anglican and Anglo-Saxon people came, they anglicized everything. Jabal Tariq. So Tariq bin Ziyad, when they entered Andalus, Muslim Spain, 800 years rule. So Andalus refers to Portugal, Spain, all these areas there. So what happens is that they change the name to what? They say, no, Gibraltar. So which Muslim person will know that Gibraltar refers to Tariq bin Ziyad and so forth? Our neighbor, Mozambique. So what is Mozambique? Musa bin Biq. So you must say, Muslim. Portugal, what is Portugal? Al Portugal. So it is the oranges. Molana, you come from there. So you should know about the oranges there. So that they are. So they anglicized the name and they changed and distort the history. Before Christopher Columbus, centuries before him, not decades, centuries before him, the Arabs were there already. But therefore in American schools, they don't teach history. Because they know they will have to divulge everything. So they tell them, no, take this history out, just leave it out. So that is what the white hegemony does. They make people fools and idiots, and they want to take credit for everything. So when the Muslims and the Arabs and Muslims were there before them, so they just anglicized the name and changed the name. So there's no such thing as P in Arabic. So Palestine is the name, but you made it Palestine, like Constantine and so forth.
Hafizab is asking, is South Africa a developed country? Ustad?
It was a developed country. Now all the development is going in reverse gear. So you must remember that. You know, come Hafizab, I tell you a story. Next time, Hafizab, you go in the plane. So you must ask your children or your wife and them that how come this plane is going reverse? Do you know the plane doesn't have a reverse gear? So you must remember that. So when you look at the other planes, you will see they bring that gadget and they push it backwards and that. The plane only got forward gear. You understood? So that is why, so South Africa before, it had forward gear only. So they said, no, we don't like that plane. We must put one reverse gear. So now it's going backwards and backwards. It's not progressing now, it's retrogressing, brother.
Sister Amanda says, hi, morning, AK. What does it mean when God says, you are my son? Ustad?
Remember that when you tell your neighbor's son that you are my son. What are you telling him, Amanda? You're telling him that I love you, I care for you. If you need something, you must come to me. I will help you out, I'll assist you. So Almighty Allah is who, my sister Amanda? Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh, beloved Allah, Include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. You, my sister Amanda, you know women, your life to look in the mirror, right? Now you, my sister Amanda, you haven't put your makeup and everything as yet, right? Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your eyes, look at your nose, look at your lips, look at your anatomy and see one part and limb and organ of our body. Are we prepared to sell it for $1 million, $1 billion? So Allah made each one of us a multi-billionaire. One eye, one ear, one nose, one everything He gave us. But this human being still forgets his creator in the process. So therefore, He loves us and He made us human being, the masterpiece of His creation.
Two more questions, Ustad. Somebody says here that, what are the Israelis' reasons for turning down Hamas offer for a 10-year truce, Ustad?
You must remember that Israel are haramis. If you don't know the meaning of harami, it means illegitimate child, a bee, and a big bee. That is what is meant. They came into existence in 1948 legally, but before that they were terrorizing, murdering, massacring the Muslims and the Palestinians. Go and study the history of the Stern Gang and the Haganah Gang and so forth, pre-1948 and see. And then 48, 14 May, they came into existence. Now they're 75 years into existence. So they need an excuse, remember this, to tell the world, Hamas only came into existence in 1984. And remember the hadith, authentic saying, teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, Qala Allahu jalla wa ala, Allah states, man aada li waliya, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. When you have animosity, enmity against my special friends, then indeed I wage war against you and announce war against you. Your Ariel Sharon, the war criminal butcher of Beirut, he murdered, you must remember, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the founder of Hamas, and then after that, 8 years, he stayed in Sakarat, in Comatose. So Allah Ta'ala punishes them. So they just look for excuse. This is Jihad Islami, this is Hamas. They won't speak of all their war crimes and so forth and so on. But they're losing everything slowly now.
I've got a retired trustee. He says, Mufti Saab, is it true that a rich man's wealth is his time and not his money, Ustad?
Remember that whether he's rich man or whether he's poor man, everything Almighty Allah gave us is an amanat, a trust. If we use it properly, then we are making shukr and being grateful. If we abuse it, then remember it becomes a curse for that person. So Almighty Allah speaks, Mr. Trustee, of my failing, your failing, our failing, and generally we speak. Chapter 100, Surah 100, Wal Adiyat, the first 5 verses, Allah speaks of the loyalty of the horses to their master and owner. Then Almighty Allah complains of me and you, generally the more majority. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Verily, this human being is very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. The best testimony to it. Why are we ungrateful, unthankful? Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed. Verily, the heart of this human being is saturated and filled with the love of wealth. So when the heart is saturated, filled with the love of wealth, then we become ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Allah protect us. 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Maul Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 today in our fiqh lesson with Maul Zahid Khan and myself, we discuss Isra and Mi'raj, the entire journey, inshallah, and the wisdom behind it. And then 1 to 2 tafsir of the Noble Quran. Barakallahu fiqh.
Ustad Sister Ranel quickly messaged us, will America go bankrupt in a few years? who started.
What few years? It's already bankrupt, my sister Ranel. You're supposed to be a journalist. Don't you know America has the greatest amount of debts in the world? It's sitting at $3 trillion. Sure. So they, the country that have the biggest amount of debts, but they fool the world. They just keep on printing dollars the whole time, and therefore BRICS is moving away from them. Therefore, the Arab countries who got sense, common sense nowadays, not so common, you know, they're moving away from the dollar because the dollar is going to crash, and that will be the end of America. Therefore, when our people, my family, travel overseas, I tell them from now, don't take dollar with you. Take the euro, take other currency. We must de-dollarize. That is our message to the world. You got it, Ranel? To put America and put debt and see how many trillion they owe. So they make people fools and idiots and herd mentality. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.